yeah.
Has to smile. I need. Has to welcome the. Has to welcome the audience.
Okay.
Are you not smiling? Don't just.
But you always blushing for the camera.
Wow. Okay. All right. Let's face here. So, hello everybody. Welcome to the. I think this is the fourth episode of Bag
in
Bag.
Four episodes to reach you, Jobsy.
You are a big man, so
yeah, it's a lie.
You need four tries.
I don't rank on his top three. That's why. Well, I'm glad I'm here now.
You need to message Jobba four times.
It's a lie.
Before you reach him, but we have Sir Jobsy here with us today. I'm calling you Sir Jobsy, but his real name is Jobba. But you know, before we get to intros, mm-hmm. you introduce yourself. But before we get to intros, we're going to play three rounds of categories.
All right.
And you know, the best of three. What will best of? We'll play three games and best of three. What will best of three get?
Get to sip their kombucha.
Look, but that's not a good bet. That's not a good bet.
All right.
Put something on the line.
What can I put? Okay, lunch or dinner?
Lunch or dinner?
Yeah, the other person has to pay.
How many?
I know you're a rich man, but I'll say the cap of like $50. Yeah.
$50, okay. Mm. Oh, yeah. $50 game. All right, we'll start.
All right.
So, you know how categories work here, but I'm going to explain it. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Give this a nice shuffle. All right, so how categories work is I take a card from the deck, read out the category, and then we start naming examples of the category, and uh-huh. whoever hesitates or cannot mention a category is the loser of that round.
Yeah.
So are you ready? Uh-huh. Okay, I'll pick one from the middle of the deck.
All right.
The category, this one is a good one.
Okay.
The category is popular dances as dance trends. It can be from anywhere.
Yo,
it can be from anywhere.
Oh yeah,
are you ready?
Yeah.
Azonto.
Shaku Shaku.
Akwaba.
Yauze.
Nene.
Oh shit. I knew I was gonna run out of
I'm a dancer, I'm unlimited. 1-0. So
all right.
Shuffle and you know pick a category. Okay. Nene, when last did I
leg walk?
Yeah, leg walk this, doggy this, stanky leg this. Yeah. Okay,
it choke. All right, okay, let's see. Possibly, but this one is like okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, all right, category is sport cars.
Sport cars,
yeah. All right, I'll start with Mercedes AMG GT,
Tesla Plaid,
Lamborghini Urus,
McLaren.
Ferrari.
Shit. You said Mercedes Benz, yeah?
AMG GT, yeah.
Okay. All right.
But you could have mentioned another sub.
Okay. 1-1.
All right.
1-1. The category is internet forums. So internet forums that you know. 4chan.
Reddit.
I had Reddit.
Yeah, I got that. Like, we should have started with Reddit. I didn't even know the other one.
I was just watching this stuff and there was this documentary of something about the internet, and they were just talking about the history of 4chan. So like, 4chan was the first. 4chan, yeah, 4chan is the first. So 2-1, $50.
I should have gone higher, but. I was just thinking of my pockets.
You didn't believe in yourself.
No, I didn't.
You're thinking of my pocket because my pocket is small.
No, because your pocket is my pocket is limited. Nifa's pocket is deep. So,
all right, that's it. we'll jump straight into the podcast. So, you know, like I said, this is the fourth episode, and we have Sir Jobsy here with us. His name is Jobba. I keep saying Sir Jobsy because I know him too well. But we want you to introduce yourself. Just give us a brief intro into who you are, what you do.
Okay. My name is full name is Oluwa Jobba Hassan, or for short like Jobba or Sir Jobsy. What am I into? I'm into cloud. So
he's into the cloud.
I'm into the clouds, basically. Anything around cloud, yeah, that's what I do. So like cloud architecture, cloud engineering, DevOps. Then recently I got into like lecturing, which has been challenging but interesting. Oh. So
okay,
and it's in cloud ops too. So
sweet. So you're
encompassing the cloud.
You're into the cloud. Yeah. When you say you're into the cloud, now yeah, I understand. I understand. Okay, so can you walk me through like your how you got into cloud? Cloud computing. What did you like? You know, study in school, and was it from school that you had interest in cloud, or was there a concept then?
So I say like it started with like computer interest, right? Because my uncle brought a computer to the house and then set it up, and then I just got interested in how computers worked, right? And then the internet came about, and then connecting with the modem, getting on the internet, creating an email, talking with people over the phone. Just kind of like sparked my interest of like what computers can do and stuff. So like I always had like, it was like more of like a hobby for me. I didn't even think like it was going to be a career path for me, but.
What was like, you mentioned some stuff now, but what was like the first thing you did? Because I remember we had computers like growing up and we play around with like Microsoft Word, and that actually spurred my interest in design. I know how to design, but it just spurred my interest in like computer and computers as itself. But what was like the first set of things like you did on the computer or like learn how to do?
So similar to what you said, like Word documents, I just learned how to like draw stuff like Corel Draw, design like font on Microsoft Word, and I was always like eager to print it. I was just like, how can I create something digital and I can print it and see it? So that was kind of fascinating for me, and that's kind of how I started.
That's cool. And I suppose like you did was it a thing in high school? In some high schools they teach teach like computer studies. Did you do computer studies, and then was that what spurred your interest in computer science at university level?
No, actually. So like my school was trying to build a website. In secondary high school. So there was no website then, and then there were just like a few students that they knew were like computer savvy and stuff, and like I didn't know how to build it then, but I was interested in it. So it was using Adobe
Dreamweaver.
So like there was like a little bit of like learning for me, and like they gave us an opportunity to have access to the laptop. That was even more important for me than actually building the website. On the side, we'll be working on the
Dreamweaver. So you did other stuff with the...
Like watching YouTube videos and stuff. Nothing very productive, right? Okay. Like for me, I didn't really see it as like a career path. I wish I had seen it earlier. Maybe like I'd have gone deeper into it. But like for me, it was just like a way of like entertainment.
I can actually relate to that, because I did computer studies in high school, and to me it didn't seem like a career path. And so what I was actually planning to, or going to do, was engineering. Maybe like electrical or mechanical. I was just like, okay, computer is there, I know how to use it, but you need a career. And I didn't see computer as a career.
Fact.
It's good to have that. If you started out that early, you'd have gotten most of that fundamentals like strong earlier on. But did you go for engineering and then now got computer science?
No, actually. So I was also like very good at like technical drawing.
Oh yeah.
And like mathematics and stuff. Mm-hmm. So like it boiled down to like two choices when I was going into the university, like architecture or computer science. And like for me, like I'm always chasing that bag. So
wow.
So I kind of like bag is bag. So I just kind of like evaluated my options and like weighed pros and cons of each career path. Okay. And like for me, like computer science was it, right?
Oh yeah.
Like it was something I enjoyed doing,
okay,
right? And it was something I could make more money at, so it was like a no-brainer.
Oh, yeah. Did you do anything to any entrepreneurial or money-making endeavor in school, in undergrad, that made you see this? Because for me, I did not, doing computer science, yeah, I did not see it. But did you do any?
Yeah, you know, actually, like, yeah, in Nigeria, right, during my internship, I came across like this guy that was like doing game development,
oh, yeah,
using Unity, okay, and then Autodesk 3D Max, yeah, and or AutoCAD. No, AutoCAD is for architecture. 3D Max, yeah, I believe. So like that also like sparked my interest, right? I can like design 3D buildings, and then I can import it to Unity, and then build a game around that. So that like picked another interest of mine, and then I was just like, okay, I want to go into game development. Mm-hmm. And like the game market in Nigeria wasn't like, it's basically non-existent, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was where I could like really shine out, but yeah,
see a gap and then
go for it. But like, you know, the situation of things in Nigeria would kind of frustrate you, and then like it just kind of changed my priority to
To move into other
Japa.
before we move, I still want to explore this, your journey to cloud, and you know, touching on game, did you do anything that made you actualize some of the potential in creating a game, like some of the potential in honing on that skill, maybe like a project or...
Yeah, so I think I was like the first, right? I was the first person to do like a game as a final year project in school. Yeah. So like, yeah, that was my final year project.
What
like,
school did you go to?
Oh yeah, I went to Covenant University for my bachelor's degree. So
final year project. Did I take it? Because game development can be challenging. Did it take you long to do? Because you just have... Typically, you just have like one semester, 4 months to do it.
So yeah, it didn't take me too long. This thing is like, there was no existing project that I could follow off, right? Because I was doing something new, right? Okay. But I think maybe because I was also doing something new, there was not a lot for the professors to like...
Oh, to attack.
Yeah, and to judge and to compare and contrast with other people's work. So it's like I was kind of setting the pace on starting something new.
Oh, yeah.
And then also like discovering this part I wanted to explore, yeah.
All right, sweet, sweet. And then after undergrad, where did that lead you? What did you do? And...
Yeah, so yeah, unfortunately, unfortunately, Nigeria, like, yeah, you just have to like go with what you see, right? Mm-hmm. So you come out like NYSC, you have to do that, right? Mm-hmm. And then fortunately, I mean, I got a company that was into IT.
Oh, yeah.
But they were more into like networking, systems administration.
Was that an interest for you? Or you just put your head there, like,
just what it is. And like for me, like, I think the moment I was like done with my bachelor's, I was just like, like I kind of want to leave Nigeria. So I didn't even really care that much about what I was doing at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I was just like keeping busy and working towards my plan of leaving the country. So,
all right. And I know, so you left Nigeria to go pursue master's. What did you do in master's? Was it related to cloud computing? Did you do anything cloud computing related?
No, so it wasn't directly related to cloud computing, but it was like master's of applied computing, right? So, it's still like within the same computer science space, but like more in depth into like some of these more complex computer science things.
Did you find it difficult?
I mean, I had people like you, right? Our forefathers. So it kind of made it easier, right? Knowing people that have gone through it, right? So it wasn't too bad, but it wasn't too bad, but there was nothing related to like cloud computing. So I was like, when I was in my internship.
Oh, that you started. So there was internship with this program.
Yeah, there was internship.
What program is this? Can you?
Yeah, share? So it's in University of Windsor, Masters of Applied Computing.
Yeah.
So it's like 12 months of coursework in the school, and then 4 months of internship. Okay. Yeah.
And so it was during your internship that you got a cloud-related role.
No, it wasn't cloud related.
So you just like entered into cloud like while you were doing the internship.
Yeah, like exactly.
And what kickstarted that for you?
Like I said, like I'm always like pushing the bag, right?
Oh, so okay.
I was just like, okay, what's like the next hottest thing?
So what were you doing in the internship, Gogo? And
so it was like systems administration,
like
right?
Linux stuff.
No, it's like Windows, like. It was basically like level 2 technical support.
For who? Clients?
Pernod Ricard.
Internal
yeah,
organization. Okay,
internal,
okay. So,
yeah.
So you're like you're an IT support
exactly,
for the,
exactly.
for the
organization.
For the organization. Okay, yeah. Makes sense. And to me, from what I understand is that's usually a path for people going into like cloud computing, because I have some people who I've worked with in the past, and most of them come from this like IT tech systems admin background. And so, you know, that's similar path for you, but who now gave you this opportunity to actually pursue, or did you take the initiative yourself? Who gave you the opportunity to pursue everything cloud and world, like the first?
Yeah, it was just, as like I said, right? Mm-hmm. I just did my research, like what is paying the most in the IT industry. That is something I feel like I could succeed at, right?
Okay.
And that was like what informed my decision to go to the cloud. Mm-hmm. But I'll say definitely like my previous experience definitely helped me to excel.
To grasp it quicker,
right? Because I had like networking background in Nigeria. So like understanding that's like kind of the foundation, like level one stuff.
Oh yeah.
And the systems administration, you start talking about servers and whatnot, but I wasn't really dealing with like application, automation, deployment yet. But then when I started like learning about the cloud, having all these components like work together, like, now made sense, right?
Okay.
But it was like me that just like had an interest in the cloud, because I thought like it could be a good career path for myself. So
for people trying to start like you were starting then, I want to ask what were some mistakes you made, but before we go there, is like what routes did you, what were the first set of things you had to learn? And you can right now what we have is that, you know, have like a computer science background, you know, have that fundamental computing, IT and systems knowledge. But for cloud, what were the first set of things you had to go and learn and look at and say, okay, this is where I'll start from, and this is what would help me boost my knowledge or kickstart my knowledge in the cloud?
I mean, everybody's path is different, right? But for me, I think when I was starting out, like one of the information I was seeing out there was like, do your AWS Associate Solutions Architect exam, right?
Okay.
So that was like a good starting part for me, because like you're working towards a certificate while learning the knowledge, right?
Okay.
And then if you're able to pass that certificate, then it kind of proves that you have a certain level of understanding of these concepts and the cloud technology.
Okay.
So during my internship, I wasn't as busy as I could have, and that just gave me an opportunity to like leverage the time I had available
to take
the certification. And then within like 3 months, I took the certification, I passed it, and then I applied for a job like a month after, and then I got my first job in the cloud.
Sweet. So if I'm understanding what you're saying is that, you know, look for a certificate.
A good route would be look
for a certificate, a fundamental certificate that is in high demand, and then use that to just learn towards that. And because you are learning towards getting the certificate, you just grasp all
the
concepts,
naturally, and then
move to that. Okay, so and you're now saying the you mentioned high demand. So high demand would mean that employers are looking for these certificates. Can you tell me some that, you know, people listening can just, if they want like going to cloud computing, can you tell me some that are like in high demand that would be useful for someone starting out?
Yeah, I'll say like AWS Associate Solutions Architect exam.
Yeah.
Now probably CKA, Certified Kubernetes Administrator.
Okay.
It's like most people are running on containers now, so it's very important. Some people do like Terraform certification. I don't think it's really necessary because it's quite simple, but at the end of the day, whatever gives you an edge over the next person
is always
good. So,
I'm learning that you're very familiar with all these tools. We don't have it's a lot, so we don't want to go into deeply into the knowledge of all of them. But now from that, you now move on to, so you've gotten certification, now move on to interviewing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share your experience with interviewing, like in these streets, on these job markets?
Yeah.
In this job market, what was your experience like interviewing, and like what would you say? What are some lessons that you just picked up through your interviewing process?
Yeah, I mean, failure is just like an opportunity for you to learn what will help you in your next interview. Like that's one thing that's very important, right? Because I'll interview and somebody asked me a question that I'd never known, right?
Oh, yeah.
But like, I'll write it down and then go and practice it for the next person, So I took as much interview as I could. Mm-hmm. Even when I already knew I had a job offer, I was still taking interviews just to like learn, right? So I just don't get comfortable where I am, right? Mm. If there's still like more knowledge I need to know to make me better at interviewing, like I'm going to take it, right?
Okay.
So the job I currently have, like I already had the offer down and I was ready to like move, but I also had like an interview coming up, but I took it just in case.
Yeah, right? You can just learn more. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. And you know, interviewing tips. What would you say is, because during your interview, there's like behavioral, there's the technical part. What would you say is the technical like experience for interview? What has been the technical experience for you? I know different companies have their different interview process, but you know, has it been mostly for a cloud engineer? Has it been mostly like trivial, like question and answer? Has it been mostly maybe case study? Has it been like live
scenario,
coding?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, scenario. What has it been for you?
Yeah, like you mostly said, like it varies, right? But mostly I'll say it's like experience based, actually.
Okay.
Right? Experience based, right? Because they ask you question like, oh, tell me a time when you had to set up like monitoring, or observability, or let's say a system went down, right? Because different teams were using different packages and then they didn't communicate with each other in a proper way, right? And what would you do? And like, to me, I haven't faced this challenge before.
That was my next question, because if for someone that hasn't faced it, how can they prepare for this? Because, you know, I have similar experience and that's all we get. Scenario and what have you done before. But how can someone prep for that if you haven't done all that before?
That's why it's like, it boils down to like just taking as many interviews as you can.
Oh.
And doing your research, right? Research will take you somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like until you actually like do the interviews, like some questions wouldn't pop out. So you just have to do the interviews and then learn from the interviews.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good advice. And I don't know if you've ever had to like hire people before.
No. Oh, hire,
through your career. And you know, what are some things you see that people fail to do? Like I did, you know, maybe they don't answer. Like, what are some, how do I put that? You know, like this candidate is a good candidate, this candidate is not a good candidate. How do you know candidates are not good when you're hiring for cloud-related roles?
Yeah. So the one thing I'll say is like, if you don't know something, then just like own up to it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a good one. So if somebody's like, I ask you a question and you don't know it, instead of saying stuff that doesn't make sense, right? You can say, okay, let me give it a try, right? But I'm not sure about it.
Okay.
If you give it a try and then you get it, then that's good. But if you don't, then at least it shows initiative. But at least you're making it clear that you don't know something, right?
Okay.
Instead of just like saying cock and bull story.
Oh, and then trying to dilly-dally over the place and now looking like...
More incompetent. Yeah. So.
Now I'm curious, moving into your day-to-day, what is your day-to-day, what's your day-to-day like? Can you, in very simple terms, what's your day-to-day? What do you do in your role that's maybe like general, that's common across the day? Because I know there are some days where it's like different new stuff, but what if you were to explain it to someone, what would you say without, maybe... without using the word like cloud, your day to day?
Without work? Using cloud, okay.
Yeah.
All right, challenge accepted.
Let's try.
Day to day is basically, they're usually like projects work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like maintenance work.
So
I feel like a good balance is maybe like 30% of your time spent on project work, and maybe like 50% spent on maintenance work, and then the rest maybe learning or like downtime.
Oh, okay.
So if you have something you're building from scratch, that would be like a project, right? Or you're refactoring something. But most of the time, it's like maybe something is broken in the system that already exists, right? And then you need to like troubleshoot, identify the root cause, and then prevent it from happening again. So that's, I say like 50% of the time, once you have like a stable system, it's geared towards like maintenance and upkeep. And then 30% is about like developing and building new features.
Okay. What about like on-call? Because you have to monitor system.
Yeah.
How is on-call for you? How have you seen on-call over the course of your career? And for people listening, on-call is when you have to be on duty to monitor the systems, to make sure that when, systems go down, you are there to actually respond to them. And with the nature of like computing and systems, computing systems engineering and software, when you set up software, these software are not always 100% reliable, and sometimes they go down.
Yeah.
And when they go down, someone has to be there to
actually monitor
and then make sure that they bring the service back up if the service goes down. So how has that experience been for you?
It hasn't been too bad, but
you've not had terrible on-calls. Oh, yeah?
No, I haven't had like terrible on-calls, if I'm being honest. But I never used to do on-calls. Right, because I was the cloud architect, and like those kind of work was like 80% building stuff and then handing over to like the
cloud
team.
Cloud operations.
Yeah. So that was like quite fun for me, but I had to get another job that provided like better opportunities for me.
Okay.
But part of the downside of that was on call. But fortunately enough, like there are probably like one or two scenarios where I spent like more than 6 hours
trying to fix an issue.
So maybe just like two or three occasions has that ever happened. But for the most part, it's just like something trips and then it resolves after a short time.
Okay. Makes sense. Before we move into your your teaching experience, I want you to like list out different opportunities in the like all the roles you can go with being a person who is knowledgeable in cloud computing. What are the different roles that you can go for? Can you like list out some of them?
So like cloud architects, cloud specialists, cloud operations engineer, cloud engineer, DevOps, SRE, Yeah, I think.
What was SRE?
Site Reliability Engineer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know SRE. But and now there's platform engineering.
Yeah, platform engineering. I think that's the new buzzword. Yeah.
So it keeps changing, but you know, it's like it's many other industry.
Fundamentally, it's like the same stuff, right? Yeah, but people rebrand it.
Oh yeah.
To mean different things for their use cases.
Oh, okay. So you mentioned that you started teaching. Was that a passion for you from time, and like what are you teaching?
Yeah, so a passion, it was just something I thought would be really cool.
Oh yeah.
And like, so, okay, I want to give back, right?
Don't give back out of the abundance. I see of, I
yeah
see.
Like just like to mentor, to teach people. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like that's something I always wanted to do, and when the opportunity came, like I was just like, okay, I'm gonna grab it and then see how I like it.
Oh yeah.
And because I enjoy what I do, mm-hmm, like it's not as bad, right?
Because you can just speak about it.
Yeah, without thinking too much about it. Yeah, without planning, without reading too much. It's like something I do on a day-to-day basis, mm-hmm, even without working. Like something I do on my own free time, just to pass time and to learn more. So, it's been going okay, but like the human part is what is a bit challenging, because you actually like need to be very patient with students.
You have to read the room.
And then you need to be able to like get feedback from the student, make sure they're learning, make sure you're communicating properly. Sometimes I think about that, I'm like, some of them just like stare at me
because
I know, your professor might be good looking, but like,
wow.
But like, are you getting the content? I'm just joking.
Call job out to your school to teach your students.
Distract your students. I'm just joking.
Interesting.
But I do enjoy it, and I think it's something like I would continue doing.
Okay, you see it as a, you know, a path.
Yes,
that
for
you
sure.
can go in. For cloud computing, what's, you know, how is the progression of the career for you? How do you see it for yourself? And how do you see it? How does it play out normally?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you see it for yourself? Like, where do you see yourself taking cloud computing
to?
In terms of your career ladder.
That's a good question. For me, I feel like I've been fortunate, mm-hmm, enough. I feel like I got in at such a good time, and I was able to like focus my energy at building myself within like a year or so.
Okay.
And like that just like really made me hone my skills, right? So like I was able to demand much more than the experience I had, but just based on the knowledge I had, I was able to leverage.
So you got in pretty early, before, you know, the whole, because there was a time
so I just got in right when it was like in its infancy, and like really becoming a buzzword, but like it wasn't like really in high demand. It was in high demand, but like there were not many qualified people.
It was more it was more software engineering.
Exactly, right? Yeah. So like my first job, I did it and it was like 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just like, I feel like I could be earning a lot more. Yeah. And then they were like, oh, you have to wait for a year. I was just like, no. So I applied for another job.
Yeah.
And like, boom, 50% increase.
Oh, okay.
Within that same job, after like a couple of months, boom, another 50% increase. And it just like kept getting better, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because I knew this stuff, right? And mm-hmm, people were willing to pay for that knowledge.
Pay more for it.
So, I say like, I've probably been in it 2020. Now this is 2024.
So that's 4 years.
Yeah, about
and
4 years.
Yeah. Ideally, you should be young. In the sense of it, because of how like fast it has boomed, how much you know cloud engineers have to like, and cloud architects, how much they have to like learn like very fast, and how rapidly the
space is
changing and has grown. So you're just learning a lot like every year, because every day like new things, new tools are coming. I remember when I'm a site reliability engineer too, and in a similar field. And I remember when I was entering, I was applying for a software engineering job, and then the company at the time called me that the software engineering job is in Ottawa. Now, if you know me, I'm not going to Ottawa.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay.
If I can only live in Toronto.
I can live in Dubai.
Okay. And the US.
I live in New York.
Yeah.
I'm a city boy.
For sure.
Yeah. So they were like, he's in Ottawa. And I was like, no, I'm not going to Ottawa. And they're like, there's only a DevOps engineering position in Toronto. And I was like, I wanted to think about it. I was like, should I just wait for a software engineering job to open? And then I thought about it, and I was just like, let me just take it, let me just leave where I was at, because like you say, you know, you're always looking for greener pastures. And I said to like leave and take the DevOps engineering role. So that's
also that was like a just like that was something you planned for.
It wasn't something I planned for. So I was going for software engineering. I was going for software engineering, because that's like kind of like my background. And I went to DevOps, and I saw that where I was, we're coding almost most of the time. Mm-hmm. Like we're writing code. You know, if it's not Bash, we're writing Python script for like system automation.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Bash, we're writing Terraform. And it was so I saw that it was similar. And you know, it's like you write short scripts here and there that would just do something quickly. Not that, you know, there's a, you know, software engineering, like write, and then you build like a whole like big project. But you know, it made sense for me, because maybe my short attention span.
ADHD.
So I was like, oh, do this
before you lose and forget what you're writing.
But like, oh, it would you know, I write small script, it would do this, and then the work is done. Like,
that's it.
So and I liked it. I'm like, you know, I'm going to like stay in this line of work, and so that's where
And would you say like you are better off as a DevOps person than a software engineer?
For sure.
Okay, yeah.
Because I'm more, you know, on call comes from the ER. And so, you know, the ER is like a very fast paced
environment.
And I heard like the ER works best for people with, I don't have ADHD.
That's what you claim.
It works best for people with ADHD. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same like, you know, short burst of
fast paced, fast
paced, like automation
response.
You know, there's a problem, you know, automate it and fix it, or you know, find automation gaps, fix it. And then if you know, things are always going down,
something's breaking, you have to fix it real quick.
So you know, you're like searching for like problems, and you know, if you can, you know, quickly search for problems and find solution and do root cause analysis, that's a very good. And you know, it's just that fast-paced nature of it. If you leave me on a project for too long, if you leave me on a project for 3 months, I'll start the project 2 weeks before the end of the 3 months. But you know,
and then grind.
With system, with DevOps and like automation, you have to do it there real quick. So
there are other systems depending on you and other people. So you can't just like isolate yourself and except you have like a steady platform.
And it's not always sometimes it's project based, but sometimes you actually have to look at what the engineers want to do. Because to explain this, cloud engineering is systems engineering, but you know,
on a cloud platform.
And system engineers, what they do is that they support software engineers to be able to deploy and run their workloads. And so we do that, and so people are always depending on you for their own systems to work. And so you don't necessarily have project work, like sometimes, you know, like say it's 30% project work, and then you know, maintenance, and some of that maintenance is looking at what your developers want and quickly doing it for them,
optimizing their process
at that point in time. So so that's it. But you know, we're very grateful for you for sharing your experience. Well, what are some tips and advices that you would live for people trying to get into the field, because it's still booming and it's still it's here for a while.
100%.
So what are your advices for people trying to get?
I mean, maybe before I say cloud, it's always like, if you want to do something, it's always easier to excel at something you're passionate about or something that comes naturally to you. So that's like very important. So if you're lucky enough that like cloud or DevOps is something that you find easy to do, right, or you're passionate about, then that's great for you. Then start to research, right? Because I started like maybe 4 years ago. Maybe it has changed a little bit now.
A lot.
Exactly. So maybe like certificate part is not the way to go, right? Maybe it's referral. Maybe it's using like your past experience or project work, right? So that's the thing. You have to do a bit of research and understand what is required. But for me, like, there are a few people now that have actually like advised and they've got into the industry and they're actually succeeding at it.
Are you
and,
open
like,
to advice? Advice.
Yeah, I mean, I send you my hourly rates.
Wow.
I'm just joking, but like, yeah, I'm always like happy to like guide people and lead them, right? There's some people like I told 2 years ago, 3 years ago about it.
To go into cloud.
And like, it's just now they're like doing it, right?
Oh, yeah.
But they probably wish they started a little bit earlier.
Oh.
But there's some people that I told and they like picked with it immediately and they're already like in the industry now. So like, whatever you want to do, just start it, right? Practice, very important. Like, on my own time, without anybody paying me, I just like play with the cloud, try some automation. I even like have a home lab that I set up and like I run the same tools,
very
and
passionate.
Same tools and technology that we use in production, right, but on a very smaller scale, but still the same concepts I apply.
Okay,
so like I have a good understanding of it. So, and if you're good at something, then you're always going to be in high demand.
Sweet. So starting from, you know, the cloud platform that you majorly use or the ones that you use, can you tell me like tools, like a list of tools, maybe like 5 of them or 7 of them that you use, and like just a brief explainer on what those tools do, starting from like, you know, the cloud platform that you majorly use. Which one
I majorly use? I mean, mostly AWS.
Oh, okay.
But I've still done like a lot of projects on GCP and Azure. So
what's GCP?
Google Cloud Platform.
Okay, so who owns AWS?
Amazon.
So who owns GCP?
Google.
And
Azure, Microsoft.
Okay. Yeah. So those are the three
big cloud providers.
So if you want to go into cloud computing, just start with that.
Yeah, start with one of those big threes, for sure.
Okay.
And then, Terraform too, automation.
What does Terraform do?
So infrastructure as code, rather than manually creating those resources on the cloud, you write them as code and then run it, and then it creates the resources for you. And then that ensures it's consistent.
Okay.
And then if somebody makes a change without the IAC, then you can easily revert it back to the desired state. So that's something I use quite often. But once you have like a steady platform, you don't need to be doing this often. You just need to maintain it and update it.
Yeah. What's another tool you work with? I know you work with Kubernetes.
What
does Kubernetes help you do?
So it's a container orchestration platform, right? So helps you to deploy your container images and provides like a suite of tools around the platform that enables you to successfully deploy, monitor, configure your application smoothly.
That's cool. And I think, you know, generally those are sort of like the big set of tools that people request for. All right, so that's cool. Thank you for being on the pod, the Bag Is Back pod.
Thank you for having
me.
It
would be out
very soon.
it's been a pleasure.
Mr.
Sharing your experience. It's good to get to learn, you know, in depth about, you know, your experience and all you've faced. And then, you know, you're advising people to go into the field if they have the passion for it. So
yeah. Because it's a lot of things you have to know. But you don't really need to go in depth, but you need to know a lot of things. You need to know about networking, you need to know about application, you need to know about security, you need to know about monitoring, logging,
Yeah.
And then there's also the People's Party. APIs.
Yeah.
There's a lot, but you don't always have to go in deep in everything. Yeah. Like application, you don't need to go in deep into that. Authentication, you don't need to, but you need to understand how these things work and how they work with each other. So
okay,
that's the thing.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
It's been another episode. Thank you for watching thus far. If you reached
send me a message if you reach this stage.
Send your boy a message.
Send me a message.
Send him a message for money.
Gift for you.
Okay. All right, sweet.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Been a pleasure.
Good one. Peace. Bye.